Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We are going to talk about a very interesting topic. It's microneedling, specifically radio frequency microneedling. I know you guys have been hearing all the buzz about microneedling and radio frequency, and you probably heard of a device called Morpheus 8. And so many people are getting microneedling done. Let's just start by saying the device doesn't particularly matter. Microneedling is a technique which we use to provide a controlled injury to the skin. When we have multiple sterile needles entering the skin, we're creating micro injuries. And these injuries are repaired with the production of collagen. And repeated sessions can give more and more collagen production. Some studies show that up to 4 sessions of microneedling can give up to 400% more collagen production than your baseline. 400%, now that is pretty significant and amazing. Microneedling devices have been around for a long time, and they've recently got more popularity, I think, with social media and with certain companies advertising quite a lot. But most often, microneedling devices are used to improve elasticity, fine lines and wrinkles, somewhat of the appearance of skin laxity. They can really improve photo damaging and skin aging concerns, making you feel overall tighter and firmer. Of course, there is nothing as aggressive as surgery, and certainly this is not a substitute for facelift, neck lift, or eyelid lift. But if you're wanting to do some kind of maintenance for your skin, microneedling is one of the best things you can do. And there are devices that are monopolar and there are devices that are bipolar radio frequency. And that has to do with the way that energy waves are transmitted through the skin and the amount of heat that can be generated. Sometimes we worry about heat creating pigment, and that is always important for pigmented skin types. But many studies have been done now. Recently, I was looking through the literature regarding radio frequency and the studies that are out there. There was a very large review of the literature that looked at 42 high-quality studies, including and applying the exclusion criteria, so that only looking at fractional radio frequency or radio frequency needling or the terms radio frequency collagen induction. And these studies showed some really nice results. They looked at skin rejuvenation, acne scarring, acne vulgaris treatment, treating striae and axillary hyperhidrosis or sweating. 2 studies were for melasma, 1 for rosacea, for cellulite, and for androgenic alopecia. So many different applications of microneedling. And it was found in all of these studies to be effective intervention that could be repeatedly and safely used in combination with many different modalities and even in individuals with darker skin phototypes. So neocollagenesis and dermal remodeling and reshaping of the skin takes time. It's a slow, progressive process, but people see some immediate improvements in glow, brightness, and skin reflectivity, smoothness, and then they see long-term neocollagenesis that continues over the course of 6 to 12 months. So I am a big fan of microneedling. In the office, we do that. We use stem cell growth factors. We draw your blood and use platelet-rich plasma, which is derived from the bloodstream. And we are also able to use exosomes. Exosomes topically applied can be used, and these are fragments of protein and DNA and RNA molecules that provide cellular messages that teach the cells to rejuvenate and repair in a youthful fashion. I am a big fan of doing interventions that improve the skin that are going to give aggressive and more dramatic results. So instead of getting a regular facial, I think a microneedling is awesome. Patients can get some redness, some pinpoint bleeding, mild bruising, and swelling in the first 24 hours, but for the most part, it looks like a sunburn. And your treatment can create small scabs, but usually not. Generally, you may see some redness and flaking, Most people look pretty darn amazing the very next morning. They're able to go to work with minimal cover-up, and we usually just suggest a sunscreen and a good amount of moisturizer and no active products for the first 3 or 4 days or the first week. If treatments with microneedling are not performed correctly, people can get injuries to the skin like burns, like removal of excess skin. This can happen if you see an inexperienced provider or they're using a device that has energy settings that are not appropriate for your skin. So I always, always want you to be so careful. In ethnic skin, traditional procedures like dermabrasion and peels and laser have really been associated with a lot of recovery time and risk of hyperpigmentation and unsatisfactory outcomes. So laser is not the best option if you're someone who has skin of color. Microneedling is something that you can do with a better safety profile. And I use it for my patients for treating scarring. So good for scarring for the face, for facelift, for neck lift scarring, for any kind of traumatic scarring. We've used it for breast augmentation scars. It does improve and break up melasma. It is really great for skin rejuvenation, especially around the eyes. The thin skin of the eyes does need more neocollagenesis production. And if you have acne scarring, several sessions, 4 to 6 sessions, will dramatically help to improve. Sometimes we'll couple microneedling with a chemical peel and drive the ingredients of the peel a little bit deeper. Very often, I'll also even use a combination of what I call my rosé facial, using high dose of hyaluronic acid, a small amount of Botox, platelet-rich plasma, high dose vitamin B and C, and this is all dermally tattooed into the skin using the microneedling. That gives such a nice result because the Botox has a beautiful anticholinergic effect. It reduces oils, it reduces pore size, it reduces sweating, it just gives a glassy skin look. And so I definitely recommend that if you haven't tried microneedling, you should. The majority of the studies out there look at radiofrequency devices with bipolar, but we also use monopolar. And there's some new evidence now that suggests that radiofrequency can be used for hair growth stimulation at different frequencies on the scalp. So that might be so nice for people who are suffering from thinning of the scalp. And I think that the invasive bipolar pulsed microneedling radiofrequency is great for melasma, but it's not superior compared to microneedling alone. Microneedling radiofrequency alone is also effective to treat melasma. So when you're looking at advertising claims out there for various devices, just remember, none of these microneedling devices treat jowling, heavy lines like nasolabial fold lines, bags under the eyes, really deep frown lines, skin laxity of the neck. They are not going to fix and treat these problems. Some providers are recommending microneedling prior to dissolving under eye filler problems. And you can do that, but it's not going to cure the under eye filler issue, and it's not going to substantially tighten the skin in a quick enough fashion. You're going to have to wait 6 to 12 months to really see that. So for me, I don't recommend that. I recommend patients get their under eye filler dissolved, and simultaneously we might do some radiofrequency tightening treatments, but the two things don't mutually exclude each other. Remember that some of the microneedling devices are super painful and require anesthesia and sedation and topical numbing, but not all of them are. The ones that do have the reputation for being so painful are the Morpheus 8, and some of the other ones are not quite as painful anecdotally. But do your homework and definitely think about radiofrequency microneedling as an option to improve the beauty of your skin. I want you guys to start doing treatments that are more life-changing. These are treatments that are going to aggressively and medically treat the skin, stimulating our skin to grow new collagen. That is the next frontier of anti-aging. We don't necessarily need to always turn to Botox and fillers. We do want to teach the skin to turn on its own collagen production and stimulate the bioregenerative processes and the power within the skin itself. So guys, I hope that as the summer comes to a close, you're going to take advantage of microneedling. Start with the easy treatments that are done in office, even the ones with just a dermal pen. Those are so effective. Get some platelet-rich plasma drawn as well and start using really great skincare. And then once you've tried that, you can step up to a microneedling radiofrequency with a device and see some incremental improvements. And don't forget the power of the chemical peel. All of these things we should all do at the end of summer to make sure that our skin doesn't end up like last year's bathing suit, losing stretch, losing elasticity, and not looking quite as firm and youthful. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find me doing amazing things with people's faces. And our podcast comes out Tuesdays and Fridays. You can always listen here to learn amazing things about longevity, biohacking, beauty, and health, all of the high-tech things, all of the newest developments in aesthetics. Don't forget to subscribe, rank, rate, and review the podcast. If you send us a screenshot of your review, we would be so happy to mail you out a deluxe size sample of our skincare line. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.